Pashas Vayeshev. The first pasuk, Vayeshev Yaakov Bieretz Megurei Oviv. And Yaakov sat in his father's place, Bieretz Kenon, in the land of Canaan. And the question they ask is, like if the pasuk says that Yaakov went to live Bieretz Megurei Oviv, in the land where his father was living, where Yitzchak Avinu was living, we know already Yitzchak was living in Eretz Yisrael near Hebron. So why does the pasuk have to say Bieretz Kenon in the land of Eretz Yisrael? And before Hashem wants to answer, the Be'er Moshe wants to say, like it's Merumiz in the Medrash Rabbam, that says that really was bothering Yaakov two things. Yaakov was afraid of Esav because Esav had two schusim. First of all, Esav was living near his father. He was able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kibbur Avim. And secondly, Esav was living in Eretz Yisrael. He was Mekayim the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Whereas Yaakov had to go to Beis Lovin, he was away from his father's house for 20 years, and he was outside Eretz Yisrael, so it was bothering Yaakov. Now when Yaakov returned and came back to Eretz Megurei Oviv, and Esav Harosha left and went to Eretz Seir, so now Yaakov had two gains. First of all, he went to Eretz Megurei Oviv, means he went to the land where his father was living, so now he could be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kibbur Avim. And secondly, he went to Eretz Kenon, means he's living in Eretz Yisrael now. Now he has the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, now Yaakov was a little bit satisfied. And like that's why it's good, the Medrash, that Rashi brings down on the word of Vayeshev. That Rashi brings down the famous Medrash that says, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva. Yaakov wanted to have an easy life. Is Kofatz Olav Rogzel Shal Yosef. So now it started all the problems with his son Yosef. And it says that tzaddikim vakshim leshev b'shalva. In other words, the tzaddikim want to have an easy life on this world. Is Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said back to the tzaddikim, to Yaakov, Loidayin letzaddikim asher mesukun lehem le'olam haba. Isn't it enough that you're going to have a tremendous life in Olam Haba? Eloshem vakshim leshev b'shalva b'olam hazeh. That you also want to have it easy in this world. So since Yaakov wanted to have it easy, that's why now came the problems with Yosef. And the reason why Yaakov now wanted to take it easy is like we're saying, because now Yaakov came back to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kibbur Avim, and now he's living in Eretz Yisrael. It's like now he wasn't so afraid of Esav anymore, so therefore now it's Vayeshev he wanted to take it easy. Now on this Medrash Rabbah, that Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva, and Hashem said it's not such a good thing, to before Shemuel last, that really there's a Gemara in Hurrius that says, a Gemara in Hurrius on Daf Yudah Amid Beis, it says a Loshen, Otu Tzadiki Yachli Treyalma Misanilu. Like, is there anything wrong if Tzadikim have two worlds? In other words, there are Tzadikim that are Zoycha L'Shtei Olamis. They have a good life in Olam Hazeh, on this world, and they have a good Olam Habo. And Rashi says there, Misnuyahu lehem letzadikim sheichlem shnei olamim, sheyesh lehem toiva v'olam hazeh v'olam habo. Like, it's okay, like the Gemara is saying, what's so wrong if tzadikim have it good on this world and on next world? So if that's a good midah, what was so wrong about Yaakov that bikesh leishev b'shalva? And they all speak out, of course, when Yaakov wanted to take it easy, it didn't mean he just wanted to enjoy life. It means he wanted to have the life of a tremendous Talmid Chacham, not to have any worries, not to worry about Panosa, not to have any loving around him, bothering him, just be able to sit down and learn B'Shalva peacefully and do the mitzvahs and do what Hashem wants. Like, so what was so wrong about that? L'chura, that's the wish of every Jew, to be able just to take it easy and to do the mitzvahs. Like we know, Yaakov Avinu learned for 14 years straight in Shem Vavim. He didn't sleep at night. So for sure now, when he wanted to take it easy, it wasn't just dumb enjoyment. He wanted to be able to sit and learn and do mitzvahs, b'shalva. So what was so wrong about it? And the Sefer Ori Yoyel says a tremendous pshat. He wanted to say the taina on Yaakov was, it says a lashon of, Bikesh Yaakov Leshev B'Shalva. Yaakov was looking, he was Bikesh, he was looking in order to have an easier life. In other words, the way he was right now, he wasn't happy. He felt things aren't easy enough. He wanted to look to have an easier life. True, he wanted to have it easier in order to be able to sit and learn and do mitzvahs and do the Ratzon Hashem. But the taina was, the complaint against him was, why aren't you satisfied in the matziv, in the situation that you're in right now? In other words, in any situation that a person is in, even if things are hard, you don't have enough money, you have problems, but who put you in that situation? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem put you in that situation. It's a nisoyin, Hashem is testing you. And in every situation that a person is in, you have to use up that situation and do the best you could in that matzav. Do the best avodah, the best mitzvah you could then. Like, people are not supposed to think and say, now things are too hard. Now I have too much bothers on my mind. I can't go to learn now. Now it's too hard. Maybe next month things will be easy. I'll have time to go learn. Now things are just too hard in business. I have no time. I have no time to do any mitzvahs right now. Later on, when things will be easier, then I'll do mitzvahs. No, a person is not supposed to think that way. Who made things hard for you right now? Who gave you all these bothers? It's Hashem that put you in that matziv, in this situation. And Hashem wants you in every single situation that you're in to do your uttermost, to do the avodah then. Like, that's all part of the test. So true. If Hashem gives the tzaddikim two worlds, He makes it easy for you in this world, and you'll have Olam Haba, that's the Gemara in Hurrius. Avodah, it's a good thing. Halavai, everybody should have like that. Should have an easy life in order to do mitzvahs. But just if Hashem doesn't give it to you, you can't complain and say a lashon of bikesh. Avada by Yaakov, he wasn't complaining, but it was a little bit of a complaint against Yaakov for his great madregum that bikesh, why did he want to look to have it easier? He should have felt, in any situation that I'm in right now, I have to do the best I could, and it's only a test for me. Like the Torah Dvei Yoel says, that if a person does one mitzvah b'tzar when it's hard for him to do it, and still he does it, he gets more reward than doing 100 mitzvahs when it's easier. In other words, the harder the avodah is, the more we gain from it. The more we win the nisoyin, the more we teach ourselves, we melamed ourselves how to do the mitzvahs. Like the Mashgiach Rabbi Rucham explains in the parasha before that Yaakov Avinu told Esav, Im lovon garti. And Rashi brings down that he meant to say, V'taryag mitzvahs shamati. I did all taryag mitzvahs. So the question is, if Yaakov wants to tell Esav that he did the Taryag Mitzvahs, why does he have to put in the fact that he lived with Lovin? Like the Chorat Astira. Lovin, the Russia Lovin, wanted to stop him from doing the Taryag Mitzvahs. So if he wanted to tell Esav that he did the Taryag Mitzvahs, he should have said he did them, not in a Lashon of Im Lovin Garti. And he explains, really like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that, the Gemara says in Daf Gimel, that Yavoi Lovin, if we want to have proof that Yaakov was not over the aver of stealing of Gezel, let Lovin come and say Edus, let him prove that that Yaakov didn't do any Gezel. And the pshat is that it's only through the life that Yaakov had with Lovin, that Lovin wanted to trick him and rob him so much, that he was able to learn and stand out and not steal, that's how he's mitzarif himself. He made himself pure in this mitzvah of Gezel. In other words, when you go through hardships, and you stand through it, and you do the mitzvahs, that's really called doing the Taryag mitzvahs. So when Yaakov wanted to tell Esav that, be careful for me, don't start up with me, I have tremendous chusim now, that I dig the Taryag mitzvahs, he said, you know how I did them? In love and garanti, even though I was with this Russia lovin' that bothered me and tricked me and was so hard for me, still I did the mitzvahs, that's called doing the mitzvahs. So therefore, I have tremendous chusim now, Esav, stay away from me. And this is the inyan why all the Yovis had tremendous tests, like it's brought down by Avraham Avinu, the 10 nisyonis he had, that finally Hashem tested him with the Akedah to bring his own son. Why did Hashem do this? Because that's the way a person becomes greater. If he could withstand the nisoyin, he steigs eis from this, he becomes greater. So true, if Hashem gives you an easy life, you have to be happy and appreciate it, and sometimes tzaddikim do get two good lives. Shnei shuchanos, olam hazeh and olam habo. But just, if you don't have it so easy, if things are hard, you shouldn't complain to say you're not happy now, you'd rather it be better. No, you have to realize every single situation Hashem is putting you through, and there's something to learn from it, there's something to gain from it, and sometimes you gain much, much more when things are harder than you gain when it's easier. Like I once heard over from the Mashgiach, Reb Nosson in Lakewood, that he said when he was a bachur, he used to learn in the Mir Yeshiva. He said at that time it was very hard for him to learn there, and it was very hard to daven there. It wasn't such a geshmak asviva. He had to work hard to daven and to learn there. But he said, one zman he went to learn in the yeshiva of Kelim. He said, there everything was so easy. The davening was so good there. It was so easy to daven. The learning was so good. The everything was so geschmack. And he says over by himself, if he wants to know now from which part of his life did he gain more, he said he gained much more learning when he was in the yeshiva Samir than he was in the yeshiva from Kelim. Because when things are too easy for you, you don't gain from it so much. It comes easy, it leaves easy. Mashenkin, the times that it's hard for you to learn. If you're in a hard yeshiva, you have to work hard to learn. You have to work on yourself. The more you work on yourself, the more you gain, the more you keep it. Then Pasuk Bey says, Eile told us Yaakov, like these are the children of Yaakov, Yosef ben Shvayas Reshono, Yosef was 17 years old, Hayuroye Esochiv Batsoin, Vunaras bene Bilov es bene Zulfo Neshayoviv, Vayove Yosef es dibosom roa el aviyem. So it says that he was feeding the flocks with his brother, and he was a nar, and he was playing, he was friendly with the bene Bilov and bene Zulfo. And then it says, Vayove Yosef es dibosom roa el aviyem, that Yosef told like Lashon Hara on his brothers, gave the bad reports to his father. And Rashi brings down two pshatim. What does it mean? Elo todos Yaakov. One pshat Rashi says todos means all the settlements, what happened to him, until he finally settled down. So that was because of Yosef that went down to Mitzrayim, that eventually Yaakov also settled in Mitzrayim. Second pshat Rashi says is, what is it called? Elo todos Yaakov, the children of Yaakov Yosef, i.e. had Yud Bei Shvatim. The pshat is, his special son was Yosef. And Rashi brings down three reasons why. That the main purpose why Yaakov worked by Lovin was to get Rochel, which was Yosef's mother. That the appearance of Yosef looked exactly like Yaakov Avinu. And also, whatever happened, the same thing that happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef. Zeh nistam v'zeh nistam. Just like he was hated, he was hated. Zeh ochem mevachash l'horgoy v'zeh ochem mevachash l'horgoy. Just like Esav wanted to kill Yaakov, who had in the Acha Yosef wanted to kill Yosef. And the pshat from this, the Michtav Meliyol speaks out Bariches, which means like Yaakov Avinu saw clearly the hemshich of Yaakov went into his son Yosef. Like Yukna means he took over his midos, he took over the midos of Emes to become the Tzaddik Yisoid Olam, that Yosef was able to hold himself back and not to do the Averis, like we'll see later on, was only because he had the Torah of his father Yaakov, he had the midah of Emes of Yaakov, and that's how Yosef became to be the Tzaddik Yisoid Olam. And all the koiches that Yaakov had, he put mainly into Yosef, like he saw Yosef was something special. That's why the pasuk calls what's the toldos of Yaakov is called Yosef. Now in this same pasuk, it says there are two things bad about Yosef. There were two like averis here, two bad things Yosef did. First of all, the pasuk says, for who nar, he was a child. And Rashi brings down, what does it mean he was a nar? Shor yoyse maisenaris, he did like foolish things, like what a kid does. Misak and besara, he was like combing his hair. He was playing around with his hair. Mimash mashbeinav, making his eyes look nice. So Rashi says, kidei shiyaniru yofim, in order to make him look beautiful. In other words, really he didn't have to do this. Like Yosef was beautiful already. Like Rashi just brought down, Yosef looked like his father. And we know the Chazal say that Yaakov had the beautiful, the Yofi shel Adam Arishin. That just like Adam Arishin, the first one to be born was Yofi. Who had then Yaakov had that same Yofi? And some said the Pshat is like we spoke out, that Yaakov Avinu was Mesakin the Chet of Adam Rishon, but I call upon him Yosef, without doing this, was also Yofa. So it wasn't necessary for him to make himself, to make his hair nice, and to play with his eyes. The second thing wrong that the Pasuk says is, that as the Bosom Ru'a Leviyim, that Yosef, like spoke Lashon Hara, said the bad things that his brothers were doing, told to his father. So Rashi says that, Kol Rosh or Yeroya B'yochef, any of the bad that he saw in his brothers, that B'nei Leah, the brothers means of the children of Leah, he told over to his father. And Rashi says there are three things that he told over. First of all, he said, They're eating the meat of an animal before they shechted it, just ever a piece of meat from a chai. Or mezalzlim b'vnei ashvachos, the grois and avodim. They weren't nice to the children of Bila and Zilpah. They called them rather avodim. And thirdly, v'chashudim al harois. They were choshed with harois to live with other ladies. And Rashi brings down over shloshtem laka, and Yosef got back punished for these three things. Vayishchatu sirizim b'mechirosoi v'lo yachalu chai. It says that by Yosef, when they wanted to sell him, so they're afraid, what can they tell the father? So it says that vayishchatu, they shechted the sirizim, and they didn't just cut it up alive. That Yosef said they were calling their brothers avodim. Levad nimka Yosef. Yosef was sold for a slave. That he said they were choshed to live with other ladies. Is vatisa eshes adonov. Yosef had to go through the tremendous nisoyin of eshes Potiphar. And the Mefarshim asked the question, like, really, how did Yosef do this? How did Yosef speak lashon hara about his brothers? Like, the question is, b'manashuch, if the brothers really did these bad things, so then Yosef was right to tell his father, he did it l'shmo, that his father should tell the brothers to stop doing the averus, then why does the pasuk say it was a complaint against Yosef? Elamai, the brothers did not do it, so why did Yosef just say lashon hara? So we're not going to go into it, but the kids of the Mefarshim speak out that what really happened was Yosef thought they were really doing the averus. That's why Yosef told his father. But it was wrong because Lamaisa they didn't do these averus. And since they didn't do it, therefore Yosef shouldn't have told over to his father. Therefore he got punished for these three things, Mida Keneged Mida. That just like he was Cheshe them for Arois, he had to go through a test of Arois. Just like he called them Avodim, he spoke that they said Avodim, he was sold for an Evid. So these two things we could understand. That Yosef wanted to be Cheshe them, so Hashem paid him back, Mida Keneged Mida. But what's hard to understand is the first thing. That Yosef was choshed them, that they ate Avim and Achai, so it says, the Pasuk says that when they sold Yosef, so how did they go home and tell the father? So the Pasuk says, Vayichu es ksainas Yosef, they took Yosef's clothing, Vayishchatu sirizim, and they shechted, they made a shechita on a sirizim, on a young goat, Vayitpulu es hakutoynes badom, and they dipped the ketonis, his clothing, into the blood. So the Bidashin, it says, Vayishchatu, they didn't just rip it open and eat Eva Menachai, but rather Vayishchatu, that they shechted the sirizim. So the question is, how is this an einish? How is this a punishment, Mida Keneged Mida? From the fact that Yosef was choshed in favor of Menachai, now when they went to dip his clothing into the blood, they didn't make an Eva Menachai there, but they made a shechita. How was that a punishment to Yosef? Like, where's the Mida Keneged Mida? Like, we're not talking about over there the punishment that they sold Yosef for a slave. That Rashi said already, that Yosef was choshed them to call them Avodim, for that he got back the punishment he was sold for a slave. But now for the fact that he was choshed them feeding Avim and Achai, what's the Mida Keneged Mida, the fact that they made a shechita there, there wasn't any einish that didn't make one bit of a difference to what if they would dip the ksainus of Yosef into the blood of Avim and Achai, or they would dip the blood into a shechita. Like, what's the difference? Where's the punishment back to Yosef? So B'chaim Shmulevitz Itzal once explained that the Inyan, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us, Mida Keneged Mida, usually means the same thing that we do wrong, Hashem punishes back with, it's for a purpose, is that we should learn out from the punishment what we did wrong. That's the purpose of a punishment. It's not that Hashem wants to be mean to us to give us a punishment, but it's only through the punishment we learn that we did something wrong, and we learn now to do the right way. So if we see we're punished in the same thing we did wrong, it comes to teach us that we did wrong is wrong, and now we're not going to do it anymore. And he said that's the pshat also in the parsha of Shlach Lecho Anoshim by the Meraglim, that Rashi says, why does it say the parsha of Shlach Lecho right after the parsha of Miriam, that Miriam spoke Lashon Hora and Hashem made her a Metzora, is because these Rishoyim, the Meraglim, did not learn out from Miriam, that Miriam spoke Lashon Hara and she got a punished back from it. So these Meraglim should have learned out from Miriam not to talk bad about Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, even though the punishment was done to Miriam, not to them, So what does the punishment have to do with the Meraglim? The Pshat is like we're saying, that the reason when Hashem punished Miriam, it wasn't only a punishment to Miriam. It was that we should learn out from this not to do the Ra, not to speak Lashon Hara. So it was a taina on the Meraglim, how come they didn't learn out from Miriam's punishment not to talk Lashon Hara? So over here also by Yosef. Yosef was saying now did these three things wrong. He was choshed his brothers that they were doing three averis. So Hashem wanted to punish him, like show him that he was wrong. That he thought that they were doing wrong, they really weren't. So that he thought that they were calling them a slaves, he was sold for a slave himself to teach him that you did something wrong about a slave. That you choshed them, they did arroyis, Hashem punished you back, you had to go through the nesoyin of arroyis to show you that you were wrong when you were choshed them. Now here also, you were choshed, you thought your brothers were eating Eivir Menachai, they were eating at meat, not through a shechita. So Hashem showed Yosef, you're wrong, your brothers were not choshed, were not doing that. That here, even b'shas kilkul, b'shas your brothers are going to sell you, to do something wrong to you, still they were nizah, they were very careful not to just tear the animal and eat the meat, but rather to make a shechita. That's why the pasuk says, v'yishchatu sirizim, that even b'shas, when they're doing this kilkul of selling you, this avera of Eivir Menachai, they never did. They were makbid even to shech the animal first. So from this, Yosef learned out that he was choshed them, he was wrong. That's the tachlis, that's the purpose of a punishment. Not just the mean, not just the harm of it, but what we learn out from it. And that's also pshat that the Gemara says in Brochis and of Yud Beis and Beis, that kolo isa avera umizbayish boy umoichlen loya kol avinoisef. If somebody does an avera, does something wrong, and afterwards he realizes that he did it wrong, and he's embarrassed about it, so the Gemara says, "Moichlin la'akol avinoisef." He's forgiven on all his averus, and the Miri there says it doesn't really mean on all his averus; it means on this one avera. He has his forgiveness; he doesn't have to have a punishment. And the pshat is because the purpose why Hashem gives a punishment is to make you realize you did something wrong. And if the person himself realizes that he did something wrong, he's mizbayish, he's embarrassed that he did the avera, so therefore he doesn't need the einish anymore. He has his kapara right away. Then Pasuk Gimel says, "V'Yisrael ohav es Yosef mikobonov kiven tekunim huloi," that Yisrael Yaakov Avinu loved Yosef from all his sons because he was ben tekunim huloi. He was the one born to him in old age. The also like Sinus Pasim, and he made for him a special garment. And Rashi brings down Miben Zakunam, Rashi brings down Shinodal Liese Knossa, he was born to him when he was old. The Yuntlus Tirgum, the Yuntlus says, Bar Hakim Hule, he was his smart son. That means Kol Ma Shelomad Mishain Vaver Mosaloi. All the special Torah that Yaakov learned from Shain Vaver, he gave over to his son Yosef. That's the pshat bein zekunim aloi bar chakim hulei. He was a smart son. He took over that Torah. Like we already explained, that was a special Torah to live, to remain a Jew, even though you're amongst the goyim. And for sure, this applied to Yosef, that he had the hardest life amongst the goyim. He lived in Mitzrayim, and still he remained Yosef HaTzadik. That was only because Yaakov Avinu gave over that chochma of Shem Ve'ever to Yosef. Tavracha Rashi says, "O Yeziv, Ikoinan Shaloi Daimeloi." Like we said before, his appearance was like Yaakov Avinu. In other words, the reason why Yaakov loved Yosef was because he saw he was the one to take over to be Mamshach Klal Yisrael. He saw something special in his son Yosef. Now, Agav, the Chofetz Chaim speaks out here, like we're saying now, that the special son of Yaakov was Yosef. He was the Amshach of Klal Yisrael. And really, we always say whatever happened to the Yovis is a similar Doros, it was happening to us also. And he says, just like you read through this parasha of Yosef, all the hardships he went through, the brothers sold him, he went down to Mitzrayim, and if you look at every little thing, it was very hard on him. But what came out, the outcome is, we saw, this was the Kiyam of the Chalemos, that he had his dream, and this was the way it was kept, the dream, that Yosef became the Melech in Mitzrayim, and he was the one that fed the whole Klal Yisrael, the whole nation then. So what we learn out from this is, even though at times things are hard, but the end is, whatever Hashem did to Yosef, it was only for the good, like we'll see later on. And the same thing is happening to us throughout the Klal Yisrael, even though there are hard times now for Klal Yisrael, things look very bad. But I call upon him, there's a posik in Yishayo, in posik in Perek Yud Gimel that says, for Yomarta b'yomahu, Oiducho Hashem ki yonaftabi. It's going to come a time by Yemosha Mashiach where we're going to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the hardships that He gave us. At the end, we're going to realize that all the hardships we went through was only for our own sake, for the good of our nation, and that's why we're able to keep Klal Yisrael together, and that's why Mit Hashem will be zeichet to have Mashiach. Then the pasuk says, Vayiru Echov, ki yoysa yohav avihem, mikol Echov, vayisnu oysaiv lo yochlu dabru l'sholem. That the brothers saw the way the father loved Yosef more than them, pasha they were jealous. But the pasuk says, "Vayisnu oisai," they hated him. But it says, "Lo yochlo darbo l'sholom," they could not talk to him in peace. And Rashi says that mitoich ginusam lo madlu shivchan. Even though we're talking about the bad about the brothers, that they hated their brother, but still we see something good about them. Shelo dibru achas bepev yachas b'leiv. They did not talk one way in their heart and one way with their mouth. In other words, the way they felt, that's the way they spoke. Now that they hated their brother, they didn't want to be a phony and talk to him nicely. That's a good midah of not to be echad pev, echad b'leiv, but whatever you say should always be the truth. Your true feelings, that's the way you should speak out. And then Yosef tells over his two dreams to his brothers. Now in the first dream he said, "Hini anachnu ma'amim alumim," I'm bundling the bundles of wheat, of tfuah, in the middle of the field, and my bundle stood up, and all your bundles bow down to my bundle. So the brothers answered back and said, "V'yomru lo Yechov ha'molach timloch leinu," are you going to rule over us? And the pasuk ends off, "V'yosifu oitz noyosai," they hated him even more. "Al chalamoisa v'yal devarav." And then he said a second dream that the stars and the sun and the moon were bowing down to me. And it says, "V'yisapur eloviv," that Yosef told his two dreams to his father and his brother. My wife, your mother, and your brothers are coming bow down to you. And the pasuk ends off that vayikanu voy echov, that his brothers were jealous of him. Vioviv shomar es hadavar, but his father watched this thing. Now the Beis Halevi is medayik, after the first dream, the brothers said, "Vayisnu oisai," that they just hated him. It says a lashon of, "Vayosifu oitznoi oisai," they added to the hatred. It doesn't say they were jealous of him. By the second dream it says, "Vayikanu voy echov," that now the brothers were jealous. What was the difference between the first dream and the second dream? So he says the first dream, the alumasi, is the pshat, the inyan of panosa, like these bundles of wheat, that Yosef was telling them that all your panasa is going to come through me. I'm the one that's going to be very rich, like it happened in Mitzrayim. I'm the one that's going to have all the food, and you're all going to have to come on to me to get food from me. So the inyan of being rich, the Beis Levi says, that's not really a need in the person himself. That doesn't make the person greater, the fact that you have more money or not. So therefore the brothers weren't really jealous of him. They just hated him for this dream, for this thought that Yosef had, that they're going to have to come on to him. By the second dream, though, that he said about the Shemesh, the Yireach, and the Kechovim, that's already things that's in Shemayim, that's Ruchnius. That here Yosef was saying he's even greater than them, his Ruchnius, he's a bigger tzaddik than them. And that's why here it says, Mishtachav and Li, like now they're going to bow down to me, because this is something great about me. If I'm a bigger tzaddik, I have more Ruchnius, that means me, Yosef, I'm greater, and therefore you have to bow down to me. Whereas in the first dream, it doesn't say they bow down to Yosef, it just says their bundles bow down to his bundle. But over here, when we're talking about Ruchnius, that's a thing in the person itself. So here the brothers were jealous. Like if you say you're greater than us, for that we're jealous of you, that well, how come you think you're greater than we are? Now the reason why Yosef told over both dreams to his brother, like even though we saw after the first dream they just hated him more, So why do you have to build up the hatred, the kino? Why did he tell over the second dream? And the Pshat Mefarshim say is that really was like one dream. Like it says by Paro, the reason why he had two dreams is to show that it's going to happen very fast. Zero, so Yosef was telling them, it's not going to be too long from now that I'm going to be the king. You'll see that the dream is going to come true. Now even though the Pasuk says, Vayigar by Oviv, that his father like was angry at him, it doesn't really mean that his father didn't believe the dream. Because the Pasuk right away says, Vayoviv Shomar Es HaDover. And Rashi says, what does it mean, Shomar Es HaDover? He was watching this thing. Rashi says, Ho Yemamtin Umetzapa Mosa Yovoy. Yaakov Avinu was waiting and hoping, when is it going to become, when is it going to come, this dream, that Yosef is going to be the Melech. So in other words, Yaakov did believe in the dream, and he was waiting for it. So Vayigar boy just means like he was keeping him quiet, like as if to say, don't make hatred between the brothers. Let there be peace here. Don't have to tell over your dreams to them. But really, Yaakov was Shomer Es HaDover, he was watching this thing. And I once heard over Akasha, from Shner Kotler Zetzal, that said like this, like the prophet. All right, turn over. Like, why does the pasuk say the Loshin, the Oviv Shomar Es HaDover, that for his father was watching the thing, it should have said the Ovav Shomar LaDover. Like, Yaakov Avinu was waiting to see if this thing would come true. Should have said Shomar LaDover. He was watching to see if it would come true. Why does it say Shomar Es HaDover? And he wants to explain like this, that now Yaakov Avinu, he believed these dreams. In other words, he saw Taka that his son Yosef was the big tzaddik, and he's going to be the king. And like up until now, he's saying Yaakov Avinu gave over all his chochmah, all of Torah to Yosef. That is, he held Yosef was his most chashuv a son. So that's the pshat, Shomar Es HaDover. He had such a tremendous, precious son here. He was watching Es HaDover, he was watching his son. Like he saw that all the effort he put into his son was worth it. That he's the one that's going to be the king. He's the one that's going to have more ruchnis. So Shomer Es HaDover means he put all his koiches into this dover, into his son Yosef, in order that it should be able to come true, the dreams. And then the psukim after Sheni talked to where Yaakov told Yosef to go visit his brothers, that v'yoymaloi lech nor rei yeshloim achecho v'yeshloim atzoin v'ashiveni dover, come and return me, tell me how they are doing, v'yeshlocheyu me'eimek chevron v'yavo yeshchema. And he sent him me'eimek chevron to go to Shchema. So Rashi brings down, what does it mean me'eimek chevron? Rashi asks, v'loi chevron behor, chevron was on top of a mountain. So what do you mean me'eimek chevron from the valley of chevron? So Rashi says, like the Medrash Rabbah says, Ela me'eitzo amuka shaloi se tzadik. This was from Avraham Avinu's Eitzo. Lekaya mashinema li Avraham ben Absorim. Ki ger yiyazarecho. That there was a gzeira, Hashem told Avraham Avinu that your children will be a ger in Mitzrayim 400 years. And this is the beginning of it now, with the ma'aseh of Yosef. So like we said before, even though every part of the story looks bad, right now the mechira looks very bad. But if you look at the end, it was all for the good. It all came out that Yosef would be the king, would be the mefarnes of the whole nation. So the pasuk says later that when Yosef came to the brothers, so vayiru oisai mirochoik, the brothers saw him from far, uveterem yikro aleihem, vayisnaklu oisai lamisai. They decided to go and kill him. And the next pasuk says, vayomru ish shalochiv, hine balach loimus alezebo, our brother, the dreamer, is coming. Let's go and kill him. And we'll tell our father that a wild animal killed him. And then we'll see what's going to be with his dreams. So now all the Mefarshim asked the question, like, what right did the brothers have to go and kill the brother? For what chet did they think that Yosef did that they have a right to kill him? And really the Pasuk says, V'nira ma'yil chalamoysev. That was the main purpose why they wanted to kill him. So you have to say, let's see what's going to be with his dream. And this is the way the Sepurna says, that the Sepurna says, in V'nira ma'yil chalamoysev, like, let's see what's going to be with his dream. Ha'chaloymo she'shipa she'siper, she'yumorim she'yala l'gdula, that Yosef told us the dreams that he's going to become great. V'yimlo chaleinu, he's going to be the king over us. Now we'll prove it to him now that your dream was a false. Chiyala betoyu, it'll go for in waste. V'yoyv dublo kiyim, and it'll be without a kiyim. So in other words, the reason why the brothers wanted to kill him was to mevatel the chalim. That Yosef said he's going to be the king over them, and they thought it wasn't right. So some of Farshim learned that they held Yosef was a merid b'malchus. That really the malchus belonged to Shevet Yehuda. Yosef didn't have a right to take it. And if you're married, you go against the king, for that you chayiv misa. Other mafarshim learn a little bit deeper than that, that the pshat is that when Yosef said he's going to be the melech over them, and they're going to bow down to him, it's as if to say Yosef wanted to push them away from Klal Yisrael. Like we see what happened by the Yovis was that Avram Avinu had two children. Avram Avinu had Yitzchak and had Yishmael. Yishmael was pushed away, was not the chelik of Klal Yisrael, just Yitzchak took over. Yitzchak had two children. Yitzchak had Esav and Yaakov. Esav was pushed away from Klal Yisrael, and Yaakov took over Klal Yisrael. Now when Yaakov had the 12 Shvatim, the Shvatim were afraid. They thought that this dream was saying that we're going to have to bow down to Yosef, as if to say, Yosef is going to be the Hamshach of Klal Yisrael, Yosef's children will be Klal Yisrael, and we're going to be pushed away. We're not going to be part of Klal Yisrael. So for that, the brothers thought they have a right to kill Yosef in order that they should remain to be part of Klal Yisrael, not to be pushed out of Klal Yisrael. That's what they said. Let's see what's going to be with your dream. Like, according to your dream, we're going to be pushed out of Klal Yisrael, and you're going to be the Hamshacha. Let's see if it's true or not. If we go and kill you now, you can't be the Hamshacha of Klal Yisrael. So it's going to have to be that we're going to be the Hamshacha. We're going to be the future Klal Yisrael. So it's kedai to kill Yosef in order that we should remain to be the Chelek of Klal Yisrael. Then the Pasuk Chof Aleph says that Vayishma Ruvein Vayatzileyu Miyodam. Reuven heard what was going on, and he went to save his brother. We should not kill him. Don't kill him, but rather just let's throw him into this big pit. But we should not directly kill him. And the Pasuk says, after Shlishi, Chav Dalid, they took Yosef, Yashlichu Oisei HaBoyro. As they listened to Shimon, and they threw him into the pit. And the pit was empty, there was no water. And Rashi brings down, don't we know that it was empty, the bor reik was empty, there's no water there. So Rashi brings down from the Medrash Rabbah, that ma tamaloy main boy moyim, mayim main boy, avunachoshim v'yakravim yesh boy. But there were snakes and scorpions were in the bor. So the question is, how did Reuven want to save Yosef? Like, what's the difference if they would take him and kill him directly, or they would throw him into this pit that had scorpions there? Like our Pipashtus, the scorpions were supposed to bite him and kill him. So how was this called? Vayatzileyu miyodam, that Reuven wanted to save Yosef. And the Briskerov once explained here, like it says, the mice in the Gemara and Brochas on the Lamed Gimel, that there was once a wild snake that was killing people. So it says they told Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, and he went and he put his foot on top of the hole where the snake was, and when the snake went to bite Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, the snake died. And the Gemara says that we learn out from here that it's not the akrovim that kill you, but rather it's the chet, it's the aver that kills you. And if the person did not do a chet like Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa, the snake cannot kill you. So here also, Reuven thought like this, that if Yosef was really a tzaddik and did not deserve to be killed, so then for sure these akrovim cannot go and kill Yosef. So therefore that's the way he saved him. Rather than we going and kill him directly, let's throw him into this boar and see that if the akrovim kill him, that means he deserved to be killed. Then we're right. But if the akrovim do not bite him, do not kill him, then it's a proof that Yosef is a tzaddik and he did not deserve to be killed. Now the Medrash Rabbi here says on the Pasuk Vayishma Reuven, Reuven heard, the Vehechen Hoye, where was he? Mashma, at the beginning when the brothers made up to kill him, he wasn't there. Later Reuven came and heard. So the Medrash says that Omar Reuven, Reuven said like this, Humayna Oisei Yemachai, Yosef did me a favor, he counted me, he included me with the other Shvatim. V'yeinu Matziloi, shouldn't I go now and save him? What does that mean? Ani Hoisei Sovosh, Shenidachti Mikoyach Oisei Maisa. As Reuven thought that since he did the Avera with the Maisa Bilhah, that he took the bed and put it out of his father's house. So he thought because of that Avera, Reuven was thrown out, would not be one of the Shvatim. But for whom I see him, but Yosef said no, that Yosef said the 11 stars are going to bow down to me. In other words, all the Shvatim, 11 of them, including Reuven. So in other words, Reuven saw now that Yosef included me in the Shvatim. So Reuven had a Hakoras HaToiv, he felt good, he felt he had to pay something back to Yosef. So that's why now he went to save him. And then Chaim Shmuel Levis talks about this, the union of Hakoras HaToiv, that Reuven saw that Yosef did him a favor, even though the Chaloim wasn't for the purpose of Reuven, it was for the purpose of Yosef. But because of the Chaloim, Reuven understood that he was still part of the Shvatim, so he figured he owes something back to Yosef. Therefore he went to save him. However, the saving of the Pshato, he didn't really like decide, he doesn't have a Chiv Misa. Like we said already, all the Shvatim Paskenois that Yosef has a Chiv Misa. Now Reuven did not retract from that Psak Din. He also still held that he has a Chiv Misa. But he just thought because of the Hakoras HaToiv that Yosef did to me, the good that he did to me, I have to give Hakoras HaToiv back to him, and I have to at least give him a chance, like we just said from the Brisker Rav, to prove it, to see if it's really Chayiv Misa or not. Those will throw him into the bar, and we'll see if the Akrovim are going to go and kill him or not. If they don't kill him, is the Pshat, he doesn't deserve Misa. If they do kill him, he deserves it. So that's the way Reuven went to save him at least a little bit. Now this Taka, the Medrash says, that Elo Hevi Yoda, if Reuven would have known that in the Torah it's writing, Vayishma Reuven Vayatileu Miyodam, that Reuven is going to save him, the Medrash says, Hoyomakivo Yalksefu Mavili Yoviv. As if Reuven would have known that the Torah is going to write down this action, that Reuven went to save him, so then Reuven for sure would have taken Yosef, put him on his shoulders, and brought him right back to his father. So what's Pshat in this Medrash? So the Pshat is like this, that now that the Torah writes that Vayishma Reuven V'yatzilehu Miyodam means really Yosef deserves to be saved. In other words, really the Torah wanted Yosef to be saved. So this pasuk is telling us that Yosef did not do the averus. He was not moitzi divara lebatolam. He didn't stam say lashon hara on them. So the pasuk is saying Yosef does not have a chiyuv misa. So if Reuven would have realized this, that Yosef really doesn't have a chiyuv misa, Reuven himself would have picked up Yosef and carried him back home. But the problem was Reuven did not understand this yet. He did not retract the pasuk. He was still holding by the way the brothers thought, that Yosef does have a Chiv Misa, and they only really retracted later at the end when Yosef revealed himself and said to them, Ani Yosef Oida V'chai, like we'll talk about it later on in the next parshas. Then Pesach Chavov it says, Vayoyim Yehuda El Ochiv, and Yehuda told his brothers, Ma Betza Ki Naro Yesachinu, what are we going to gain if we kill our brother? V'chisinu Asdomai, and we're going to have to cover up his blood. So Rashi says, Ma betza means ma moment, ketagume, what are we going to gain? What value will we gain? Then the chisinu as dome means, v'nalem es misosai, we're going to have to hide his death. So the question is, why did Yehuda change his mind now and say we should save him? Like we said already, all the Shvatim got together and paskenoist alocher is that they have to kill Yosef. So if so, why did Yehuda change his mind now and say not to kill him? And really the Medrash says, there's a Medrash that says, asks the question, why was Yehuda Zoicha to have Malchus? We know Malchus came out of Shevet Yehuda. And the Medrash, really it's a Tosefta in the Gemara and Brochus that says, Mifnei Shehitzil Ochev Min Amisa. Because Yehuda saved Yosef. Shenema V'yoyim Yehuda Ma Betze Kinawa Yesachinu. V'chisinu Es Domei. So the question is, what does this have to do with the fact that Yehuda was Zoicha with Malchus? And Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitas once explained like this, that the reason why Yehuda retracted now and said not to kill him wasn't because he felt he didn't have a Chiv Misa, was rather like the Pasuk ends off and says, V'chisinu es domai. In other words, even though we hold he should be killed, but how in the world are we going to go back and tell our father that we killed him? We just can't do that. We just can't tell our father Yaakov that we killed him. Yaakov would never understand this. And therefore, v'chisinu es domai, what are we going to have to do? We're going to have to cover up the blood. So that Yehuda couldn't take. Yehuda was a bal achrayis. He felt an obligation to take care of things. And if he knew that he wouldn't be able to take care of this by telling it to his father, the achrayus was too great upon him. He figured, even though Yosef has a chiv misam, but we don't have the right to kill him, because we're not going to have the achrayus to go tell our father. We're going to have to hide it from our father. It's not kedai to kill him. And that's the side of a melech. A melech is the pshat, is he has achrayus for the people. He takes care of his obligation of the people. If a person is a big bal achrayus, b'schus zeh, he could be a melech. And then after the psukim talk about the way they sold Yosef, says Vayavru Anoshim Midyonim, Soichirim, Vayimshuchu, Vayalu as Yosef Minabor, they brought Yosef up from the bor, Vayimkuru, as Yosef La Yishmaelim, and they sold Yosef to the Yishmaelim B'yes from Kosaf for 20 Kosaf, Vayaviyu as Yosef Mitzrayim. Then the Pasuk Chavtes says Vayoshav Ruvain El Habor, Vini and Yosef Babor, Vayikras Begod. Then Ruvain returned to look where Yosef was, and he saw it wasn't in the bor, so he thought he was killed, so he ripped his begodim. So Rashi brings down that Loihoya Shom b'mechiras Loihoya Shom. Reuven was not there when the brothers sold Yosef. Shehegia Yoyim Lelech L'Sham Shesov, because it came his time to go to help his father. Dovarach, another pshat Rashi brings down, Asakoye b'sakoy b'tanisoy. He was putting sacks and he was fasting. Al Shebilba Yitzui Oviv. The fact he did his Aveiron, that he changed around his father's bed, he took his father's bed out of Bila and brought it rather to his mother, to Leah. And then the next pasuk says that, Vayoshev Elocha Vayomer. Then Reuben went to his brothers and he said, Hayelad Einenu, our brother is not there. Vani Ono Anivo, where can I go? And Rashi says, Ono Evrach Mitzar Shalabo, where can I run away from the tsar, the pain of my father? So the question is, how come Reuven felt so bad now about the pain of his father, and how come right now he was doing tshuva for the chet shel Bilba Yitzurei Aviv? Like, how, what does it have to do with it right now, the fact that he's trying to save Yosef, to do tshuva on the avera that he did? Also, the Medrash says on this pasuk that Omle HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Me'olam Lo'ichoto Odom Lofonai V'yosa Tshuva. Nobody ever did an avera and did tshuva. V'yato pisachto b'tshuva tchila, and you're the first one to start to do tshuva, you Reuven, is chayecho sheben bincho oimed opasech b'tshuva tchila zeh hosheya. Shoma tshuva yischol ad Hashem lekecho. As b'schus zeh, b'schus of Reuven, Hosheya also did tshuva. So the question is, what do you mean Reuven is the first one to do tshuva? We know other Marishan did a tshuva on his chet, other people did tshuva before on their chet. How come here Hashem is saying the first one to do tshuva is Reuven? And how come right now, by the mice of selling Yosef, now he is doing tshuva for the avera that he did, Shabil b'Yitzurei Aviv? And the Beis Halevi says that the pshat is that Reuven now was feeling terrible, because what Reuven did was he took his father's bed away from Bila. In other words, he didn't want his father to live with Bila anymore, rather to go back and live with his own mother, with Leah. Now, really, it was Yedua that Yaakov wasn't supposed to have any more children, because it was Yedua, he's only supposed to have Yud Beis Shvatim. That's all. And he had already the Yud Beis Shvatim, the 12 children. Therefore, it didn't bother Reuven that much that he took his father's bed away from Bila. But now that he sees they're about to kill Yosef, so he figured, especially he came back, or he's in the middle of now, the brothers of killing Yosef, he figured if Yosef is going to be dead, there's only going to be 11 Shvatim. And then Yaakov is going to have another child. So now he thought his avera that he did by taking Yaakov away from Bila was a terrible avera. Maybe because of that, he's not going to be able to have his 12th child, the 12th Shevet. So that's why now Reuven was doing tshuva. And the pshat that Hashem said that Reuven is the first one to do tshuva is the pshat, we know that the Gemara says, Koloim Reuven chota eni valotoya. Whoever says Reuven did an avera is only making a mistake, because Reuven never did an avera, like we're saying. Really, what Reuven did by taking his father's bed out, he didn't do an avera then. Really, he thought it over, and like the Mefarshim bring down, he did it but was kibbut ein. He wanted to give cover to his own mother, and he thought it wasn't right that his father was not by Leah. It was bad enough that he was by Rachel. Now he goes to the shivch of Rachel, bed out kibbut ein, he's supposed to go to his own mother. Now, the avera he did really wasn't even an avera. He just thought that he did an avera. So he was the first one to do tshuva for somebody just to think that he did something wrong, even though he really didn't do it wrong. His other Mauritian did an avera. So he did tshuva on an avera that he did. Here, Reuven really did not do the avera. He just thought, now he was thinking that maybe now if Yosef would be killed, the avera he did would be a terrible thing that his father won't be able to have like another child. But really, they didn't kill Yosef. Really, the avera wasn't an avera. So Reuben was the first one to do tshuva, even though he really did not do the Avera,
but only because he thought that he did the Avera, so for such a tshuva, he was the first one.
Now we know what the brothers did. What the brothers did is vayishchatu sirizim vayitlu asakutoynas badom. They took Yosef's coat and they put it into the blood of a young goat. Like Rashi says, its blood looks like the blood of a person. Vayishalchu asakutoynas apasim vayavu levim. Now they brought his coat back to the father. Vayomru soysimatzonu hakinu aksonas binchiim loy. They told his father, look, let's see if it was his clothing or not. And Yaakov said, yes, it's my son's clothing, and therefore he thought that he was killed. And the Brisker Rav explains that the reason why the brothers did this, like to dip his clothing into the blood and show it to his father, why didn't they stop and go home and tell the father, we don't know where Yosef is, he's lost, is the pshat, because if they wouldn't have done this, then Yaakov would have been cheshed that the brothers killed him. And then Yaakov would have had a bigger tsar, would have felt worse. Now at least that they brought this to the father, at least now Yaakov would not think that they killed Yosef. So it will take away that much tsar. Even though they knew the father's going to have a tremendous amount of pain to know Yosef is not around anymore, but at least it took away the chshad that now Yaakov is not going to think that they killed Yosef. Then after Revi, the pasuk talks about the union of Yehuda, that vayhi b'eisahi vayerud Yehuda mi'esep mi'es'echov vayet adish adolam yushmechira. Now we talk about the ma'isa with Yehuda, that he went down and he got married to Shua, and he had two children. First he had Er, then he had Oinon, and then they found and gave him a shidduch with Tamar, and first Er died, and then he wanted Oinon to be miyabim, and he didn't want to, then Oinon died. So the kids say Yehuda had two children, and both of them died. And then it says that Vayibra Yomim Vatomas Vashua Eshesh Yehuda, and his wife died also. Vinochim Yehuda Vayal Agoyze Tzoynuhu Vechirim Eyo Adlomim Vatimnosom. And the mice was later, we know he met up with Tamar. And the Pasuk says, Vayireho Yehuda Vyachshiveho Lezoyno Kikisa Sofoneho Vayetelo El Aderech Vayomo Hovano Vayalayich. And we know the mice that Yehuda made Tamar pregnant, and from this came out Malchus Beis David, and from this eventually is going to come out Mashiach and Herav Yemenu. So there are two questions here. First of all, how come through such a Maisa like this did it have to come out Malchus Beis David, and from this came out the Mashiach? Will come out the Mashiach and Herav Yemenu. We'll talk about this soon. First, at the beginning of this Maisa, Rashi brings down that Lomo Nismucho. Why do we talk about the Maisa of Yehuda now? We're in the middle of the selling of Yosef. So Rashi says that Hivsik b'prosha so Yosef l'lamid sheridu echov migdulosoi kishiro b'tzara saviyim, that the brothers made Yehuda, took him down from his greatness when they saw all the tzaras, all the hardships that the father was having, and they said to him, ato amato l'mochroi, you Yehuda, you gave us this etzah to sell him, ilu amato l'hashivoi hayinu shemim l'cho, if you would have said to return Yosef to our father, we also would have listened to you. So because of this, the brothers took Yehuda off his, down from his gedula. The Medrash says a little bit further. The Medrash says, Omru, that kol mi shehu maschil b'mitzvah, v'einoi goimro, koivu es ishto v'es bonov. Somebody that starts to do a mitzvah, and he doesn't finish doing the mitzvah, he's going to end up to have to bury his own wife and his own children. Mimiya talomad mi Yehuda. We learned it out from Yehuda. That was the story here. That v'yoim Yehuda lochiv ma betza. Yehuda was one that said that why should we kill our brother? What are we going to gain? So he started this mitzvah of saving Yosef. And if he would have finished it, means he would have taken Yosef and brought him right back to his father. But he did not finish the mitzvah of Atzolus Yosef. So because of that, like this Pasha says, he had a wife, he had two children, and all three of them died. And the Farshim say, what is the Midah Keneged Midah? At the Pshat is, we know that the Talmud Sheikah Todoseim Shel Tzadikim Amaisim Tovim, like Rashi brought down before. So when somebody starts to do Maisim Tovim, starts to do a mitzvah, he's like he has a son, that's his toldo. And if he doesn't take care of it, he doesn't finish the mitzvah, it's like he's being covered, like he's burying the mitzvah. And therefore, Midah Keneged Midah, Hashem takes away your children from you. Zif the teacher, when you start mitzvahs, we have to make sure to finish the mitzvah. This is a big limud that whenever we start something good, we start mitzvahs, we always have to make sure to go and finish the mitzvahs. That's also like our Torah Sayim, to realize not to be koiver the mitzvah.
Now the actual meisen, that the meisen that happened here, like it says in Pasuk Yudalid, that Fatosa Bigdei Almanusa, she took off her morning clothing, Meoleho Vatechas Batsoyev Vatisalev, Vateshe Bepesach Einayim, she sat outside in the main pathway, Hashem Oderch Temnosa Kirasa Kigodol Shedov Hilo Nitnola Lisha, that Thomas saw that Yehuda did not give her, that did not give her Shalom, so therefore she sat outside like a Zoyna. Vayirel Yehuda v'yachshivel lezonek yichisus oponel. Then the pasuk says, Vayet eleho eladerech. He turned towards the way. Vayemer hova no ovi eleich. Let me come to you. Ki lo yoda ki kalosa hi. Because Yehuda did not know that she was her daughter-in-law. Vatoyme, and she said, Matitili ki sovi eloi. Like, what would you give me if I let you be with me? So the Medrash over here says, in Lashon of Vayet, that he turned away. The Medrash says, that he did it by force. And the Medrash says that the Malach was there, and the Malach was telling Yehuda, go and be with her. In other words, it's Mamish Mina Shemayim that Yehuda was going to live with Tamar. So even though it looked like it was a Mais Aveira here, like really Yehuda did not know that it was a Mitzvah Yibam involved here, but he thought it looked like a Mais Aveira, but it was done because that's the way the Malach told him to do it. That was the Rotzon Hashem. And Mefarshim speak out that from we spoke out, from here came out the Malchus Beis David, from here came out the Melech, will come out of Mitzvah, the Melech HaMashiach. The same thing we find later on by Rus and by Boyes, also a similar situation like this, that it looked like they did a Mais Aveira, and from them also came out Malchus Beis David, and Mitzvah will come out Mashiach. The question is, how come through such ma'isim like this that looks like a ma'is avera, to such a dava kodush like Malchus Beis David and Mashiach will come out from? And Bekitzur, the Alshech explains this in Rus, and the Alshech says that the pshat is anything that has a tremendous amount of kedusha, the satan, the yetzar is there to stare it, to stop it. And the only way a dava sheb kedusha can have an existence, can stay, is that it looks like some dvar avera is being done there also. If it looks like some tumor is taking place also, then the Yetzara doesn't go to break it and lets it stay. Therefore here, to build up the Malchus Beis David, and to build up the Mashiach, it had to be in a way, when Yehuda lived with Tamar, it looked like a Mais Aveira was taking place. Even though really he didn't do an Aveira Yehuda, it was done up here Malach, and from this was a Mitzvah Yibum, but still it looked like a Mais Aveira was done, therefore the Satan left it alone, and from this was able to come out Malchus Beis David. And the same thing by Boyes and by Rus, it looked like a Mais Aveira, and because of that the Satan left him alone, and without the Satan, then the Dava Sheb Kedusha could have a Kiyum. And came there, the Ramban also says in Parsha in Vayikra, about the Ser Lazozel that they used to send on Yom Kippur. If you have a Pirkei Rabbi Elazar that says that Shabbiyom HaKippurim Hoyenoistin LeSotan Shechit, they used to give to the Sotan Shechit Kadesh Lo Yevatel Es Karbonim Shal Yisol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we know there were two Geirolois, Geirolechot Hashem and Geirolechot Lazozel. So in order for the Havakim of the big Karbonos of Yom Kippur, the Korban Lashem that made such a big kaporum, there also had to be a girl Azazel that we threw out to the Midbar. That was like a Korban given over to the Yetzirah, to the Satan, to satisfy him. Therefore, he didn't have a shlit on Yom Kippur. He wouldn't be Mavatel, the Karbonos of the Kedusha that was brought to Tzorach the Klal Yisrael. Then in Pasuk Chaf Hei, after the Maisa, that they found out that Tamar was pregnant, it says, Hum Matzais V'Yisholchel Chamiya Leimor, Lisha Shereila Loi Anoichi Hora. We didn't know from who, so Yehuda first said that she should be killed because she was Mizana, V'Atayma, and she said, Hakin No Lemi Achaisemes V'Apsilum V'Yamato Eila. She told Yehuda, look at these Simonim and whoever they belong to, that's where I became pregnant from. And the Pasuk says, V'Yaki Yehuda V'Yoymer Tzod Kami Meni. So Yehuda was Moida, Yehuda realized that he was the one, and therefore he didn't have her killed. But the Pasuk says, Hakir no, look and see who these Simonim belong to. And the Medrash says here, this was a Mida Keneged Mida, that since Yehuda told his father, Hakir no, Lemi, Haksoinus Eilam, therefore, because Yehuda said that, he had to have this in your back of Hakir no said back to him. And again, the question is, where's the Midi Keneged Midi here? From the fact that he showed this to his father, that he had to have a hakino said back to him. And this is like Rabbi Chaim said before, that inyan of midah keneged midah is to teach you what you did wrong. That's the punishment that Hashem does. So here also Hashem is showing Yehuda that when you said hakeno to your father, you should know it wasn't right, you should have saved Yosef, and therefore Hashem is making it happen to you, the same lashon, the same dibur of hakeno is being said to you also. Then the Pasha goes on to talk about Yosef, where he was sold in Mitzrayim, and Mamash Dashkoch, everything was going the malam in Ateva. And after Shishi it says, V'hiachar advor mele v'tisayshis adoyne v'seineom, ha-yosef atoyme shichvo mi. Then she wanted to live with Yosef. The Pasuk says, Ches v'yimo'ein, that Yosef said no, he refused. V'ayoymeo leishis adoynev, hein adoyne lo yod itimam baboyis. Then after he refused, then he gave reasons why. Your master doesn't know anything was doing in the house. And then he got up and says, your husband trusts me so much, made me so worthy here. How could I do such a chet to him? And so Asemus is medayik that the first thing Yosef answered back was, Vayimoein. The first thing he said, he refused. He said no. When the Yetzirah comes to fight you, before you give excuses to tell him, to explain to him why you don't want to do it, you have to be careful. He'll talk you into doing it. So the first thing you have to do is say no. You have to say a strong no, Vayimoein, he refused first. And then he went to say the reasons why it's not good to do it. And after Shvi, he talks about the Maisa with the Sahamashka and Saroifer. The kids of the question of Yeske is, how come the Saramashka was saved and the Saroifer was killed? It should have been the other way. The one that gave the drink, that's a terrible thing to find a fly in the drink. And the baker wasn't so bad to find something in the cake. And by the Pesach, one of the reasons why we have Dalakosis is connected to Dalakosis here. The kids in the Farshim want to say this was a sinas chinim here. Gotcha. That the baker hated the Saramashka and the Saramashka hated the baker. So each one did the opposite to the other one. Therefore, the baker was the one that put the fly in the drink. That's why he was killed. The same thing, the Dalakosis is connected to sinas chinim that Klai Yisrael had then. That's why it came the Yerida down to Mitzrayim. All right, we'll stop here.